In Chapter 10, Mishnah 2, Mazgulai Kos Rishon, we're now going to be dealing with the Seder, which is a nice part of the Masechta. They pour for the first cup of wine. We said we've got to have four cups of wine, and those corresponded to the four statements of redemption that there are in the Torah. They pour the first cup of wine. Now we're going to do Kiddush on the first cup of wine, and there is a dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. What do you say first? Do you say Kiddush first, or your Brei Priya Gafin first? We've actually touched on it before when we did Brochas. Beis Shammai says you make Kiddush first, and then you make the Brocha on Kiddush, and then afterwards you make the Brocha on the wine. And Beis Hillel Omrim, they say the other way around. Mevarech al Hayayin, we make the Brocha on the wine first, v'achakach mevarech al Hayayin, and then afterwards we're going to make the blessing over the day. What are their reasons? They each got two reasons. Beis Shammai say that the wine is required only because of the sanctity of the day, and therefore the day should come first. And also they say that this day comes in, Shabbos comes in, and then you only make Kiddush a little bit later. So you should so the day, the broch on the day should be first. And Beis Hillel say, no, they disagree. They say, without wine, and there's in brackets all bread, because you can make Kiddush on bread, but without wine, you can't make Kiddush. So the wine, in a way, is enabling the Kiddush. And secondly, that wine, the blessing on wine is more frequent. And we have the principle that when you have something which is more frequent, that when you have something which is more frequent, that comes first. So that's basically, as we know, because we do it every single week, the halacha is in accordance with Beis Hillel. So we say the brocha on the wine first, and then at the end of the Kiddush, there's the brocha on the bracha on the day, which is that's the blessing that we're talking about over here.